This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia, and welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Bob Hawke's in hospital.
We're sending our best and a couple of cigars.
I've got a bad feeling.
Told you not to say that.
Well, I said it anyway.
Well, don't. Because Blanche will be on the line in a minute. Ooh. We're sending him lots of wishes.
The last popular politician this country ever produced, by the way.
I think we need him. I think I know why he's in hospital. I'll tell you why.
Great. Okay. Let's go.
Bad parenting was something I brought up last week because I'm the biggest proponent of it.
We could do this every day for you.
We could, and we got some great callers. We got another one that's actually a little bit off the charts.
Limo was tipped one in on yesterday's program.
Too.
So we'll put that up. So we expect you to ring in and tell us all about your antics.
That's right.
There will be another effing royal wedding update. Get used to these.
No apologies.
When's the wedding?
But it just every day. Overload.
We can't help
stories.
It. The news is there. We go to it.
All right. Knowlesy.
Yeah. What's happening with Knowlesy?
Great Shannon Knoll. A great Australian. We love him. There's news that there will be a restaurant named after him.
Knowlesy.
Yep.
Is it all you can eat? That's all I ask.
could be. It's got a bit of a Knowlesy theme. And we're going to talk to Knowlesy on the line.
Great.
Yeah, he'll tell us all about it.
It's Budget Eve and Mick Coyne. Big news. This is going to be a good budget for Mick Coyne.
You're looking excited.
Dead on now.
Really?
We'll be giving some away on today's program. Okay. So if you've got some goods or services you want to exchange, do it before the budget comes down. That's
okay.
All I'm saying.
They're edgy about
it's
going to
be very good for
Bitcoin.
Right.
We love animals.
Do we ever?
But there's a bunch of animals that have gone wild and maybe not have been behaving as they should.
Nature strikes back.
Yes.
We round them
which
up.
Which is fair enough.
We sift through the stories and some of them, it's hard to disagree with.
guess what?
What?
It's Met Ball Day.
Is
Met Ball Day, I ask you?
Yes.
You know now, don't you?
It's going to be part of your entertainment report. Hang about for this. This is true foppery at its finest. Have you injured yourself dancing?
I'm sure I have.
Oh, you have. I've seen it.
Falling over is different to
actual
dancing.
I've seen you carried out.
Oh, you haven't, have you?
I have once, but there'll be more of that. We'll get into that. I'm sure David has.
How dare you.
Yes. So there'll be those things and what? Much, much more. Calls, tweets,
you bet.
Loads happening.
I just keep having packed shows, but it's only just started.
You've got to go where the news is. It's just great to be here for another day.
Yeah.
And I feel I've got a lot accomplished today.
I went shopping
today, Jane.
Okay, so that's really quite unusual in itself.
Well, it's rare because I only do it twice a year. I do it once for winter and once for summer.
Clothes shopping.
Yeah, right. Dave, he does the same thing
every
year.
And by the way, thanks for noticing, everybody.
Oh,
really nice.
Did that thing just fall off the rack, did it?
Sorry, is that really? That's not new, is it?
The trouble when I get suits is trying them on to see how they look over my head. Just to recreate the... Okay, what are you doing? I'm just seeing how it looks.
The courtroom look.
No. I do it twice a year because it's not my strong suit. I don't like doing it. Mm. What I do is I ring them in advance.
Oh,
lay some stuff out and I'm coming in. I keep the engine running.
Sounds good.
It's like looting. It's dangerously close to looting. I run in, grab what I can get. It's like there's a Category 5 cyclone coming and I need Woolies.
Do you have like models come out and close for you or something?
It's a bit Pretty Woman. You know the montage from Pretty Woman?
I do know. Did you have any music playing when they were holding things on coat hangers for you?
So is it socks and jocks as well? Are we talking everything?
Well,
I'll have to go.
When I go back, I said, because I'll try some good track suits.
No, you didn't go.
I've tried, yes.
No, they don't have track
I'm at the top end of town trying on track suits. Yes, I am.
What are they made of? Cashmere?
Made Valentino make them.
Oh, they
very
don't.
Good
really?
Track suit is
did
all
you get runners?
I'm saying.
Get any shoes?
Oh, how dare you.
No, what do you mean?
I didn't cost $3,000.
Let's not bring that up again. Right. I do approve of that.
All right.
I was trying on outfits.
Do what you want. Who cares? You know, what were you doing while I was
doing it? I did a photo shoot today.
Oh, so off. So I'm out shopping and you...
What do you mean?
We live a glamorous
lifestyle.
It's not
my strong suit.
Oh.
It's not.
You're beautiful.
Oh,
of course it's your strong suit.
Say it with a straight face. pants caught fire.
I beg your pardon.
You are beautiful in our eyes. We take you for granted some days, Jane. Don't
really?
We?
You yeah, almost sound sincere now.
We do.
I'm not so very good at modelling.
What is this for?
Some I would say, there's a few mags, you know.
Are they? What?
I don't know. Can't remember. But the great photographer.
Prison Wife Monthly.
Great photographer, but he did.
Who? Mugshots? He does mugshots?
He doesn't do mugshots. Julian was photographing me. And he's really
paparazzi.
Patient.
He's not
really
the guy who got me with the burrito.
No, it's not. It's proper. I have a proper stylist.
What are you doing? Tell me what's happening.
Well, I'm trying to do. And he just kept saying, you know what, I reckon we've done it for a while and I'm trying to do the pose. He goes, do you know what? I think we'll just go with the one look.
Oh.
And it's... he goes, I think we've tried the sort of sultry sort of look straight.
Yes.
I think just stand there with your hands on your hip and smile.
That was the end of it.
Yeah, I said, does it look all right? He goes, yeah, it looks fine, but I think we'll just stick with that. Because, mate, I said,
Sweetie.
My God, have I been trying to do a sultry look? He goes, yeah.
What are you wearing? Tell me what you're wearing.
Oh, what am I wearing? I've got leather on.
Give us a
No, I meant a leather jacket.
Going on?
All right. Who is this magazine?
Where can I get these pictures?
A leather jacket and then a sort of, I had some really cool boots, but honestly, if I was dressed up, you know when
sounds
we're falling
like
around.
You're dressed like shirt.
Actually, not far off it.
All right.
Stand by
right.
For that.
Happened to me. We've had so much fun doing our shoots together. Like
I like
Titanic
shooting with
and
you.
And all that stuff. And what? You've gone solo.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. You know, Chigs, we have to do this stuff. I don't really. I'm not a fashion-y girl. I'm not very good at it. Anyway.
Yeah,
just
that's
put
not
it,
what
it's good
I heard.
Fish and chip paper. Which is my dad
bought a
say.
Handbag at Chanel overseas.
I like looking at the pictures, not just me in it.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
News has come across today and he's okay. He's in hospital, but
Bob Hawke
has been admitted to hospital.
I'm not buying what they're saying.
You're not. They're saying it's nothing serious. And he has what you get, Mick, the wobbles.
I didn't know you could be put in hospital for the wobbles.
That's See, what they're
I should
calling
have a Mikey unit follow me around every weekend. I get the wobbles at least twice.
Yeah,
no,
they're saying he's okay.
They're saying he's undergoing routine testing. He went in last night at about 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So who goes in for a routine test at
11
o'clock?
Well, it's not uncommon. No. You should probably. Quite daily, almost. He's 88,
you,
though.
That's
don't
not
you
rooted.
Knicky him. Come on. No, you've got to be very careful
I'm
here.
I'm just saying, I'm, you know, it's there's got to be somewhere between he's okay and he's not okay is the real
well,
truth.
Well,
something doesn't smell right to
I'll
me.
Tell you what I do know.
I don't accept the excuse that it's just routine tests. You don't rush an 88-year-old man to hospital in the middle of the night and then tell us it's routine test.
Well,
what were they saying overnight? It was pneumonia. They're denying that.
They're denying that. He hopes to be discharged within the next 24 to 48 hours, and he's looking forward to enjoying his cigars and crosswords. Well, that's not going to be helping matters, is it?
Get straight back on it, Bob.
On the Chompsters.
That's what made you great. I knew he was in trouble. I'll tell you when I knew he was. I thought his health was wavering.
When?
When he could hardly scull his beer at the SCG.
Yeah.
This is at the
is that on the
New Year's
test?
SCG.
Yeah.
Every year they cut him to him on the big screen and off he goes, bang, and he can murder a pot.
That upset me when I saw that.
Well, he can murder a pot. And let's not forget, he's the only Prime Minister the country's ever had that's had the Guinness Book of Records for sculling a yard glass.
You've got to love that.
At Oxford University,
Minister.
I believe. So this guy could murder a beer, and I saw him last year. They nearly had to cut to an ad break in the middle of it. It took that long.
I went,
this is not right.
No.
He's not right. That's when I would have put him in for testing.
That did worry me. When I saw it, I went, uh-oh.
Would have hooked him up to a beer drip. in hospital.
Can you have one of those?
Oh, if you could. I know where I'd be right now.
Now, why wouldn't they invent that?
Yeah.
I think you're quite ingenious.
Well,
you've got something
it's my
there.
Birthday in July, Jane, so if you're looking for something.
I'm going to write that one down.
Do you reckon there's, now I'm not suggesting this, but I'm sure they've got his tape ready to go. Tragedy today.
Listen.
Hey, what?
No.
You don't want
to. Because
I don't want him to.
Well, you're doing the Deadpool thing, aren't you?
Well,
funny you say that, Jane.
You've got him, have you?
No, I haven't. But Rosie, who we all know here at the radio station, and Maddie Haywood, who's helped us out in production as well, both got Bob Hawke on the Deadpool.
I'm not up for this Deadpool caper.
It's a bit macabre, isn't it?
It is, because I'm worried the day that I'm going to be on it. Mick, surely you're on it.
I've got you in a trifecta. I do have you in a trifecta.
You know, when I think, though, of Bob Hawke, we go back to some great... Well, I go back to 1983.
What's that? Oh, that's America's Cup.
I was celebrating in the street, as we all were.
I was up. We were all up in our gym jams watching that finish.
Yeah. I wasn't in my gym jams. I was in the street pashing boys.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there's, like, huge street parties.
That seems to be the end to all your stories. Where were you? Where were you and Bob Hawke? Passing somewhere.
That's
at the, hey, can I tell you this? I was up, and here's the image I never forget. Our Prime Minister putting a jacket on over the top of another jacket.
Oh, yeah,
he was wearing
right.
two
that's
jackets.
Right, he was too.
He was, and when he came up with this memorable quote regarding anyone who's about a boss.
Okay.
I tell you what, any boss who sacks anyone for not turning up today is a bum.
That's why he was a popular piece.
Yes,
he was.
That's why the rank and file love him, and that's why. Is he hanging around for budget night? Do you reckon?
Maybe. That's tonight.
He wants
isn't
to crash
it?
The party.
Yeah.
But he wasn't all. I mean, he could get narky.
He
was a straight shooter, wasn't he?
He was a straight shooter. There's no bullshit, and that's what people liked about him. On 60 Minutes, who was he speaking to?
Richard Carlton.
Richard Carlton. This went down.
Mr. Hawke, could I ask you whether you feel a little embarrassed tonight at the blood that's on your hands?
You're not improving, are you? I thought you'd make a better start to the year than that. It's a ridiculous question. You know it's ridiculous. I have no blood on my hands. I hope the standard of your questioning improves.
Bang. Done.
Bang, cop.
That's what I like in my politician, though.
And then the next day, you could easily see him on the blub.
Yes.
He was Prime Minister.
That's
if we should have a Going the Blub episode dedicated to
he
him.
He would win.
He
very
would
emotional.
Win because he was anyway. Was sculling a beer at the MCG, getting smashed in the face with a cricket ball.
Yes, yeah,
right. That was all going the blub. So many great moments, and he'll be missed.
He's not.
Oh,
yeah.
Listen,
oh,
this is not an obit. Oh, it's not. Oh, we're just sending him all the best.
Yes. His family are listening. We really hope.
I haven't kiddicked him.
Oh,
almost
close. Yeah.
I'm feeling nervous.
Get well
soon,
and get
Bob.
Back on deck, you right. big, magnificent, lefty, commo bastard.
All right.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We were talking about bad parenting last week, and I confess to not packing shoes for a kid who went on camp, and he had to wear his school
That's
shoes
terrible.
And looked a bit clumpy when he came off the bus and was, a little bit embarrassed.
Copped an awful ribbing from his.
He copped a ribbing. No, and I felt terrible. But I felt better because we got lots of calls from our Triple M listeners across the country.
Which had been, well.
Had also done some
up,
fair and square.
Been some bad parenting.
So we decided we like this as a set. And we've turned it into a whole segment.
Here
so
we
let's
go.
Hear the opening.
What kind of mother am I?
I'm up for a father you.
You know, when I was little, I used to pretend you weren't my mother.
Me too.
Time now for another entry into the Journal of Bad Parenting.
I must say, you've been getting off very lightly in
what
this
week. Oh, come on.
Very lightly. Because I can think of a million moments where I've eyebrow raised and zipped it.
Oh, no. Look, top three, obviously, I showed my boys Jackass and they were four. that resulted
That's
in a few
a
black
big...
eyes.
I did
at one stage when they were young, about four, mm-hmm. I trained them to run up to good-looking women in the park and say, "My daddy's lonely," and then I run up.
Did not.
And then I run up afterwards and go, "I'm sorry, I'm so actually." Sorry about the boys.
Please tell me they didn't fall for
it. Did they? Well, of course they did. They fall. Oh, with the
mere
women.
No, not your children, the women.
Mate, you push these little boys out in front.
They're pretty cute.
They're not bad.
They're not bad.
No, they felt like they knew what they were doing.
If they're children of yours, they knew exactly what
and
they were doing.
And the only other thing is I once allowed them to push over a fish tank in a doctor's waiting room.
Oh, no. What?
We'd been there for 25 minutes.
Oh.
I said, boys...
Times
you can do what you like.
Come
I'm not
on.
Stepping in anymore.
But why do they do that? I've been to waiting room with children. They go, look at the fish. It's just a disaster. Because I've seen kids drop a whole bunch of stuff in tanks that they...
Toys and... Yeah.
Yeah, they shouldn't be...
What about you?
There.
I've just got one that I'm not allowed to mention, am I?
No.
I can't mention it.
You can't.
But ask me, if you see me in the street, come up and say, what was that story about Jane's parenting?
Oh.
She wouldn't let you tell on the radio.
I'm being protective
of
my children.
For once.
Somebody.
For the first time in your
listen,
life. What?
I'll tell you who's worse than me.
Who? Limo. What about Limo?
Oh, Limo,
so
yeah.
yesterday, that's why we've been talking about this. Limo,
right.
Yesterday's show says I'm going to have a daddy day, a daddy son day with his little boy, Laddie.
A bond all day.
Who's about three.
Yeah.
I think so. He's taken him to the fastest lap around the zoo you've ever seen.
At 9 a.m. opening time.
Yep. He ran through the reptile enclosure.
Yes.
He did the lot. Dropped him off at a daycare centre, went and play 18 holes of golf.
Not even 9 holes.
And came, not even 9. He's played the full
18.
And when he came home, his wife, who packed him off for a day, was waiting, Kelly, the lovely Kelly, he's waiting at home as he gets out wearing his golf gear and golf glove with said baby. to face the music.
One flaw in his master plan. He didn't change out of his golf
room. No. All right. What do you got? Is this bad parenting?
I reckon it is.
Where are we? Where in the world?
We're in Alabama in the United States. A young boy who was presumed brain dead woke up moments before his parents agreed to have his organs donated.
Oh, my God.
So
good timing.
They've signed the papers and they're about to flip. I mean, it's not a funny story.
It could have been an awkward conversation. Go, son, look, you want to live it down.
And the rest.
And there's that person over there really wants your pancreas.
Yeah.
Wow, hang on. What's going on?
The kid was 13, right? And he was literally lying in the hospital bed. He was hospitalised 2 months before when a small utility trailer he was on flipped over.
Right, yep.
He hit the concrete and he landed on his head. All and right. He doesn't remember anything after that except waking up to his parents signing the form to
flog his organs.
Flog his organs. Ah. And he went, oh, surprise.
Well, that's a great story.
Well, it's got You'll a happy to... ending, hasn't
it? That's a good story for the 18th. He makes it.
That day.
Your kid's organs. Unbelievable.
Anybody else got a... I mean, it doesn't have to involve organs. It can involve not putting proper shoes.
Come on, dads. Come on, mums. You know you did. My mum abandoned me for 3 days when I was born at Canberra Hospital. Can you believe it?
She didn't abandon...
3 days!
Oh,
I was in a different part of the hospital. Apparently, there was a snowstorm and she couldn't travel. Look at me. That's why I'm like I am.
Right, okay.
133353.
Explains a lot. Give us a call about your bad parenting. We'll take your calls right after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're talking bad parenting.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Yeah. Sadly, it seems to be largely men on the phone.
Oh, I'm looking at the caller
Absolutely
list.
Absolutely right.
All right, let's get into it.
Yes, seems to be. All right, Tony.
Yeah, how you
going, Tony?
What'd you do?
I was trying to get the Vic to go on one afternoon and had the spark plug out, gave it a clean and said to the young fella, he was about 8, I said, just hold your finger on the end of the lead here and tell me if you can feel anything. And gave the cord a bit of a tug and give him a lightning bolt through the finger and he's never forgot it. He's 21 now.
Well, hang on. Well,
Tony, why'd you do it? You're laughing when you're saying that. What was the reason?
It's one of those father-son life lessons that you'll never forget.
What have we learned here? Don't touch that. Yeah. That's a very good...
It is a good lesson.
That's good parenting
because
in a strange way.
If you tell a child not to touch something, they invariably touch it. Is that not true?
You electrocuting your own child...
Sure I love the way Tony started laughing before he told the end of the story.
I bet his 21-year-old son has never touched another spark plug in his life. Well done, Tony. Give him a prize.
Yeah, Tony, a Kennedy Malloy prize pack coming to you, mate.
I think most of our callers are going to get a prize today. Thank you.
Good on you, Tony.
Mitchell.
Hey, how are you, Mitchell?
Hi. My dad took us to the South Park movie when we were 9 years old in the cinema.
Oh, well done.
Because he thought it was an animated kids movie. Yeah. How many parents would have fallen for that, Mitchell?
We were front row and Dad was... You know, we were laughing our heads off and the old man was shrinking in his seat so he couldn't be seen.
The South Park movie.
That's great. Inappropriate movies for children always make me laugh.
Educational experience.
The Uncle Trucker song was just the best.
Oh, can we get a bit? Find a bit. We'll play it later. Well done.
Thanks,
prize
Mitch.
For you. Yep. Stephen, what did you do, mate?
There you go, mate.
Good. What happened?
I was about 10 years old. I was on the back fence up the top there and I was picking on this Rottweiler. All of a sudden it's just, you know, bounced up to the fence. I've fallen off, put a steel pipe through my shin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hobbled to the back door, calling up my dad. He walked out, looked at my shin and he goes, oh, you better wait for your mother because he's been drinking for 3 hours.
Are you saying he was pissed and he couldn't take you to the hospital?
He couldn't take me to the hospital.
Oh, you've been attacked by a Rottweiler, got a pipe through your shin, but he's nothing you can do.
Stephen, that is awesome, I must say. Yeah, that's one thing you go, oh, no, please don't do anything bad.
Stephen doesn't sound too damaged to me. I think he's okay.
He's all right. Good on you, Stephen.
Well, Stephen, prize for you.
Yeah, prize pack for you as well.
Great. Sean, what did you do?
Back when I was 6, my brother was about 3. Dad and uncle decided to take me and my brother to the show.
Which show was it? Which show?
I was in Adelaide at the time. Yep. The Royal Adelaide Show.
Yep.
I got lost and separated from them. I wandered the show for probably 5 or 6 hours.
What?
About 20 years later, I'm flicking through a box of photos, and there's one with Dad, Uncle, and my brother in a photo booth smiling away. When the hell did you get this photo taken?
Yes.
You got lost at the show, remember? And, the day I was traumatised, they continued on their day.
And now you found the evidence 20 years later.
Did they look happy? Did they look happy in the photo, Sean?
They were beaming from ear to ear. I could not believe. I would have thought they'd be wandering around looking for me, but no, I was sat in the coppers tent crying my eyes out.
Oh, that's funny, Sean.
Good work. Brittany.
G'day, Kennedy and Malloy. Love your show.
Good
thanks,
on
Brit.
You. Now, what happened? Bad parenting?
All right. So me and my sister, we're in primary school, right? Sister falls off the monkey bars, fractures both their legs. We go for like a 10K walk. Haven't taken to the hospital yet. Mum and Dad are like, oh, I haven't injured yourself that bad. 10K walk. And my sister's still stuck in, crying in massive pain. Mum and Dad eventually take her to the hospital, and the doctors go, oh, yeah, she's fractured both of her legs.
So they made her walk home from school, is that right? You did the big walk, and parents didn't know.
Great stuff.
You know, you just don't know. You think if your child's really not screaming in pain, I've been there before, and you go, must be fine.
Yeah, ugh.
Week later. Oh, it is fractured.
This is the most fragile.
Well done, Brittany. Price back for you. Colin. What'd
Yo,
you do?
How
what
you going?
What happened,
hey, guys.
Mate? Good, mate. What happened?
Yeah, well, long time ago when my kids were little, I was a separated father with the three boys, and occasionally I'd take them to the AFL, and didn't really want to pay for the beers in there. So what I'd do is, especially when the weather was cold, I'd load the boys up with beers out the front of the the ground, beers in a couple of pockets each, and I'd stand them all there, look at them, go, right, you're all sweet now. If you get caught, don't point me out as your dad, and away we went.
Okay. Chris, basically, you little drug mules.
That is.
That's right.
It's
your little beer mules. Your little beer wedges. Prize pack for you, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris, what's your bad parenting story?
Well, I reluctantly tell you this story, but I was building a house and I had to get some money out of the ATM, and I pulled in at a servo, had my young bloke with me, he's 12 years old, and he wanted to hear a song on the radio, so I'd left the keys in the ignition, and I came back out, and the car was gone, and my kid was in it. I'd pulled money out of the ATM. I'd bought 2 Gatorades and 2 Mars bars, and I had walked back into the attendant, and I said, my car's been stolen. He goes, are you sure? And I said, yeah, my kid's in it. And I walked back outside, and I can hear this screaming out in the distance, and I looked over, and a couple of mates that were working on a job down the road, and they'd spotted my car. They didn't know my son was in it because they had that much gear in the back of the ute. And when the other one brought him back or brought the car back, the other one screamed at him and said, his kid's in the car. What are you doing?
Oh, this is
everybody's traumatised by that.
Blown up in everyone's face, this has. Prize for you, Chris.
Yeah, well done, Chris. Prize coming
great
your way.
Great effort, everyone.
Well.
Awesome. Bad parenting all round.
We've still got a load of deck. This could go forever.
Good
but
on you.
Sadly,
thank you so much for the calls today.
Enough right. bad parenting
we'll
for
get to it next week.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
All right, do it.
Okay.
You want to now?
Yep.
I don't want to.
This is not a drill. Calling all men. This is a Category 5 Royal Wedding documentary alert. Warning. Hide remote from partner. Change channel to Fox Sports immediately. This is not a drill. This is a fully blown Royal Wedding documentary alert.
Okay, we'll just get this out of the way before we get into the royal update.
Yep.
Just letting you know, this is real. This is not a drill.
Well, there's a terrible one on tonight.
The real Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall.
Who was going to watch that?
Well, come on. What? Some pervy royal
watchers. I don't even think my mum will watch this.
Well,
unprecedented access into the life of Camilla.
Who?
Well, for a start, she doesn't even turn up for longer than a day to Australia to sit and watch the Commonwealth Games opening.
Don't like it. Now, be prepared over the weekend. It gets big. Saturday the 12th.
Yep.
There's a triple header. Channel 10, 8:45, Meghan Markle, the first American princess. Jeez, crikey. Pinch me. 7 Flicks, The Prince and Me 3, Royal Honeymoon. King Edward to please Queen Paige. Jeez.
What's this? That sounds like
No, it's frictional.
Oh, no, it sounded like Porky's 3 or something.
A role play or something.
And the Royal Wives of Windsor. What? ABC 817. Give it a miss.
Yeah, give it a miss. Now, give it a miss. Now let's get into the real juice of the matter.
Another Royal Wedding Update.
There we go.
It's just not garnering the respect, I think, that this Royal Wedding
deserves.
Just
get it over and done with,
will
you?
All right. Sarah, Duchess of York, off the guest list. For the Royal Wedding. Look, she's going to the actual church, but she's been given the thumbs down to go to the. Yeah.
You suck one set of toes.
Well, you know.
One set of toes.
Do you remember the name of the guy? She was told it was John Bryan. And it was in 1992 she did that famous toe sucking.
Hello.
And since, you know who's really annoyed with her and the reason why she's really not going is Prince Philip. Oh. He's never got over that toe-sucking situation.
He's not going either, though.
Well, here's another update.
Oh, no kidding.
I think he's going to pull the pinnies over. He's done his time at weddings.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I want to see a doctor's certificate. That guy does not leave the house for his wife's jubilee, for his grandson's. He doesn't come to Australia. He doesn't do anything.
You reckon he's weekend at Bernie's.
Who's got him in the Deadpool? Have you got him in the Deadpool?
Oh, he's on every Deadpool list all the time.
So Fergie's not going to the wedding?
No, but her daughters are because they love the daughters, Beatrice and Eugenie.
Any room for one royal ringer? That's taken by the groom.
There it is, by the groom. Exactly.
Right.
Okay, here's this one.
What?
Meghan Markle is not having a maid of honour.
Okay, you seem like you know why.
Well, she does not want no peachy-assed maid of honour.
Oh, stealing her thunder.
Upstaging her like my day. Kate Middleton
like
had
Pippa.
With Pippa.
Oh. No maid of honour. Oh, come
no
on.
No maid of honour.
That's what we come to watch.
That's something for the lads.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the BS
Some bottom like a ripe peach, Pippa style.
Yeah, no. The palace has put out a spokesperson to sit on her behalf. Oh,
Fergie
what
could
a
do
crop
that.
This is.
Fergie could do that.
Well, she could put Fergie in.
And
that's
the
only way
I'd
want her.
You're off the bench, Fergie.
This is why they say she's not having a maid of honour. She has a very close-knit circle of friends, and she didn't want to choose one over
bullshit.
Another.
I call bullshit.
She doesn't want to be upstairs. It's her day.
They've vetted them all and there's no one.
I'm still going.
What else you got?
On Prince Louis's birth certificate, it's just been released. You know when you have a baby and you have to put your profession as the parents?
Yes.
What do you think Prince Louis's mum and dad put down? What do you think they do? Do you think, actually, I thought they might have a sense of humour about this, but clearly not.
What?
Okay. William put his job as Prince of the United Kingdom. And Kate, Princess of the United Kingdom.
Get a life, you two dicks.
That is so bad.
I know, behind you.
What?
Prince Louis. I'm over Prince Louis.
You can't be going,
worst royal ever.
He's 3 weeks old.
He's
a little pumpkin head and he's no good.
That he is the
worst. If you could,
you'd throw him
back. It'd be like a fish that you'd kiss him on the forehead and throw him back.
No.
Well,
no,
I have
to put a stop to.
See a pumpkin head.
Going a baby.
He's a little sweetheart.
He's grown on me. Princess Di, here's another story.
So I'm the bad guy.
Yes. Princess Diana, we've just found out there's another ridiculous book out.
What is it?
She actually wanted Harry to be king, not William, because she doesn't think William's got the chops, and she always thought Prince Harry did.
No, it's because she likes Prince Harry's dad more than she likes Prince William's dad. You know I'm right.
I think
you
might be right.
Know I'm.
I
right.
wonder if the real dad will sneak into
turn
the
up. Hello,
yeah,
the
here
footman.
I am.
He might be the footman.
Yeah, that's
do they still have footmen?
Could be maid of honour at this stage.
Your new way to drive home, Kennedy Malloy.
Now, what is this story you're telling me about? I don't understand it.
Well, I'll tell you something. A mate of Australia's. Well,
Australian royalty.
Australian
we were talking
royalty.
About the royals.
Yes.
This is as big as it gets.
Well,
yes.
has got in Cronulla in yes. Sydney. A big mural has been put
what?
On a wall outside a Mexican restaurant, Cantina.
Yes.
And they're, in fact, dedicating the entire restaurant to this man.
What an honour.
And I am speaking of the one and only Shannon Knoll. Knollsy.
Here he comes.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Shan, what is going on, mate?
We're so rapt to talk to you, Knollsy. I haven't sort of spoken to you since you've been out of the jungle.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, me too, me too.
You've been loading up on nacho since then?
I was going to say, any food would taste good after the joke. When they say they're going to change the menu to suit you, is that, it's not Tucker Trials, is it?
No, mate. No, hopefully not. No, I think everything's going to have a Knowles in it somehow.
Have a Knowles? Like, what's an example?
I'll tell you
an
example.
It's a Mexican cantina, right?
And let me just say, it's the restaurant's called El Sol. In Cronulla, and everybody will know that. There's a whopping mural of yourself.
What?
On the wall.
Yeah.
Have you seen it, Nolsey?
I have, mate, yeah. Somebody told me, but I had no idea about it at all, and then someone told me about it the other day, so I took a little drive down. It's only 5 minutes up the road, so we had a bit of a look, yeah.
The last time you would have been painted would have been a courtroom artist, wouldn't it? I'm guessing. So,
hey, Nolsey, you're in good company here, trust me.
Well, I've had a mural done too, Nolsey.
Mick has had a mural done.
Sure.
Well, I did for prior to last... well, it has been graffitied, I will give you that, but it was a mural... of me in Richmond for the Richmond Football Club. But they said it was me, but it could be me, Matt Preston, or Mrs. Doubtfire. it's very hard to tell from just looking at it.
Well, you've got to be happy with this one.
I think I saw that one, yeah. Oh, no, I was stoked. Yeah, absolutely out of the moon. Actually, quite humbled by it.
Did they give you the heads up?
Yeah. And may I ask why they did it?
I don't really know, but I think only I live down this way, so that couldn't be the only thing. I think the Scott got on my Facebook page and checked out some of the funny comments from the people post up there and thought it was a bit of a laugh, and he said I didn't delete any, so he thought I must have been a good bloke. So.
All right, well, look, I got the info. I've got all the guff.
Tell us
on
about
it.
How do people go and eat Knowlesy style?
They're going to serve a new menu on May 20 at the Mexican Cantina, which is called El Sol in Cronulla, and they're going to have nolchos. They're going to have what about beans? And Mexican Shannon rolls.
Oh, yeah.
And all washed down with sangria, mate.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got
I might have to try some myself.
Shannon, do you get free food? Surely on Knowlesy Day at the Mexican Cantina, if we all rock up together, your shout, we're going to get comped.
I think that's on the cards, mate.
Yes.
Look, we wanted to catch up with you just to say g'day, and we also wanted to give your tour a plug. It's starting on Friday.
Governor Hindmarsh in Adelaide Friday, and then Max Watts on Saturday this weekend.
That'll
so,
be
yeah,
in Melbourne.
Really looking forward to getting down there.
And then on the 19th of May, you're at the Triffid in Brisbane. You're an Australian treasure, and we love you, Shannon Knoll. And congratulations on having your own restaurant, if not for a day. Good enough.
Thank you, guys.
See you there.
Thanks so much, guys.
I'm
going to
rock up and
say,
I know Shannon Knoll. That's what I'm going
to
say.
They got a great array of tequila there too, mate. So,
done. See you there.
It's game on.
You can read me like a book, Shannon.
Hey, good on you, Shannon.
There it is. Knowlesy. Hey, up next, we've got...
I was just going to say...
What kind of restaurant, Mick, if you... could have your own restaurant, what would you have?
It'd be a buffet, and I'd make everyone wear pajamas.
Oh, hang on.
Yes, and having a buffet with pajamas because I know how much you love that. Have you got it there?
Yeah, this makes Jane swear.
This is, we have. That is going to be my themed restaurant.
Yes, do not do that. Yes, I won't come.
All you can eat.
All right, Mick and Jane gone wild up next, and I've personally got a late inclusion on that, so stand by for that.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it is a behemoth today, let me tell you. Yeah. Have you injured yourself dancing?
I'm sure
dancing?
I have.
You have?
Many times.
Sure you have. I've seen you limped off. You've been taken off in a stretcher.
Almost.
We will get to the bottom of that.
We will. And we're going to go into the world of showbiz.
Yes.
I've got bachelorette news that's a little ripe.
And news of a show tour?
News of a show tour. That might be all there is to it.
Okay, there's plenty more going on in there, don't you worry. And we've got something from the archives, our past, which you might enjoy, which we will post.
We will.
For your edification. Mick and Jane gone wild. What? That's coming up. Very soon, immediately, we'll get to the bottom of that.
And we've got a Mitcoin update because Scott Morrison's about to go on and tell the country what he's going to do with everyone's taxes. But he might just be, I don't know if he'll drop the Mick coin turn tonight. He might just very well drop, you know.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll get you, David, Dangerous Dave, in trouble.
I know.
We might get into that right now. Hopefully, yep.
Mick and Jane, Gone Wild.
Now, do you want to start with Dave or do him at the end? I really don't. Oh, by the way, can I just point out, Hamish Blake was our guest for today.
Yes.
And this was his scheduled appearance. And we only mentioned this because we promoted Hamish, but family matters arose, which were unforeseeable.
Okay. Everything's fine.
Everything's good.
But
no need to worry about
it. He just couldn't make it in today.
Sadly,
so we'll
he's going
day.
To be fine.
Yep.
So we'll hope to catch up with Hamish.
Send love to them all.
Great friend of the
Everything's
show.
Everything's fine.
And good luck to you and your family.
Well, it means that we can talk about something that we've wanted to discuss, which is animals gone off the charts.
When animals attack, this is our
It hasn't fared out well for the humans this time round.
And I've got to say, I'm largely barracking for the animals.
Me too.
So
me too. Let's start.
Yeah, sure. Well, what about the bear selfie? That's
all right. So a guy's in India, and he's driving a group of people home from a wedding in an SUV, and he stopped to have a whiz. In the bush, in the Indian state of Odisha.
Yeah.
He stops and, here's the pertinent word, injured bear. So the bear's not in a good mood
the
anyway.
The bear, which is a naturally grumpy animal.
Of course.
Yeah. It's not feeling great.
Right. So he goes, wow, what an opportunity to take a selfie with a bear. So the bear's fight instinct immediately kicked in and the forest ranger tells the news outlet and the man died on the spot. Now, I'm not sure
can I say
what action the bear takes him.
I really want to see that selfie.
You idiot.
You're an
that
idiot.
That is
and
stupid.
Yeah.
Come
geez.
On.
The bear, you can't blame a bear. The bear's...
That is the third selfie-related fatality since December in that vicinity. A 50-year-old man was crushed to death by a wild elephant trying to take a selfie as well.
This is, do you know what, this is natural selection.
Exactly
it is. This is Darwin's theory in it.
So,
what about the one, this was a few years ago and it was in South Africa, a guy jumped out of the safari van to get a selfie with a rhino.
Oh,
and you can actually see him sitting there putting next to the rhino and that's the last thing you see before it all goes blank. And you can imagine how that turned out.
Well, they're not farm animals, are they? You don't go up and just in. They're in the wild.
Now, another one, slightly sadder, I suppose, because he was a documentary maker, but he was still annoying animals.
He was annoying.
The giraffe is giving
we
him the
We love
old,
the giraffes.
We love the giraffes. We do. We welcomed a new one
in
into the fold at Adelaide Zoo this week.
Okay.
This guy, famed documentary maker, he hasn't understood that the giraffe is a deadly animal.
Well, I didn't realise this, but you, Mick, who is like, you know,
I know
Mick
the giraffe,
Attenborough.
Like the back of my hand.
You have told me that there is a way that giraffes kill.
That's how they fight.
How do they do it?
They swing their necks, their heads, the size of a boulder.
Mm.
So they swing their neck. If you ever see two giraffes fighting, it's insane footage. I just wish you could bet on it. Because it's like they are going for
really?
It. They get that neck going and whoosh.
Yeah, that's a lot of force. Anyway, the guy got too close.
It'd
was
be like
filming
having
them.
A Volkswagen hit you in the head. Being dropped from about two stories.
Tall Volkswagen. All right, so boom. He was killed.
He's gone. Can I just
too
say,
close.
You know, I think about animals a lot.
I
was thinking this what? About the giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
How much would it cost to get a giraffe a neck tattoo? If anyone has any idea.
It'd be hard to put it over all those dots.
It'd be
you know?
Exy, wouldn't it?
It would be very.
Jeez,
it'd
be up
See,
there.
That's how your mind works. Very interesting.
Okay, what about the croc attack? This is my now. This is getting.
This
good.
Is actually a bizarre. This is a bizarre story. A bride whose arm was bitten off by a crocodile has married her fiancé days after the attack. Honestly, they were going down the river when a crocodile attacked their canoe. This couple just before they got married.
Right.
The crocodile eats off her arm. And she goes, oh, look, never mind. I'll just cut the sleeve off my frock. I'll tie it up and we'll still go through because a wedding's a wedding.
Nothing's going to ruin her big day.
No.
You know, Godzilla. You know, if I was the groom,
what?
I'd be hoping that that was her wedding ring hand. And who has the ring? Why? It doesn't matter. We're down here.
I don't believe this story, but it is true because I did look it up. I said no.
Do you have the ring?
She's,
what for?
And there's a photo of her smiling with a bandaged stump and a wedding dress on.
Hey, I'd love to see her throwing the bouquet with her bad arm. You'd have to. Hey, girls, practice both arms.
That
for throwing a bouquet,
But it's animal attacks. Did you know I read a report?
Yeah, just quickly. Yeah. I'd just say the wedding band would have to choose the songs carefully, wouldn't they?
Oh, like...
No.
Too soon.
Too soon?
You think?
Hey, should we do this? What do we
Yes, I would like to know if an animal has done something to, you know.
Anybody attacked by an animal?
And what kind of animal? Because like I did read, you know,
one
there's
of the big seven.
A hospital has just done a breakdown of pet bites, and more women are bitten by cats and more men are bitten by
we
dogs.
We will no discuss kidding. That All in right. detail in just a minute.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
When animals have attacked. Yeah.
Sure, yes, and this is in honour well, of often, every idiot yeah. out there who's been killed trying to take a selfie with a wild animal.
And we
you
are often
get what you deserve.
We barrack for the animals.
Oh, yeah, it's their world we live in.
Of course.
We love the animal kingdom. We really do.
Andrew,
you've had a run-in with the animal kingdom. What got the better of you?
I have. I was at Rotto.
Yeah.
Rottnest Island. Yep.
Selfie. And a quokka turned around and bit me on the forehead.
Right, a quokka?
Oh, yes. Oh,
mate, a quokka.
That's awesome.
You know, when you're down with all the, you know, the zookeepers swapping stories, I'm not sure you're going to have the toughest. a quokka got me.
Is the quokka known for being...
Really? Is that unusual behaviour for the quokka?
I think it is. Yes, I think it is.
All right. Look after those quokkas.
Yeah, Andrew, that's a good one. Thank you.
That's the only place in the world they exist. Yeah. We need them. Josh, what happened to you, mate? Was it you?
No, look, my wife and I were witness to an attack, I guess you'd say. We're in Thailand on one of those elephant safaris. And there was a couple in our group. I think they might have been Italian. And the guy, he was annoying everyone.
Turn your radio down, mate.
Turn your radio down, mate.
Sorry. He was annoying everyone all day. Anyway, as we were sitting in the minivan waiting to leave, he was trying to get his girlfriend to take a selfie of him while he was taunting a baby elephant. And unfortunately, the mother was standing right by and she was watching him. And I said to my missus, watch, this is not going to end well. And the mother elephant literally picked him up like a rag doll and threw him.
Really?
Yeah, you know what? That's how that was always going to end.
And in tears. Thanks, Josh.
Their mums don't have a sense of humour. Very protective.
They are.
Mother elephants.
I can imagine. Yeah. Danny. What fierce animal attacked you?
Oh, it wasn't me, it was my mate, but it was an extremely fierce duck attacked my mate.
Duck?
Oh, jeez. Now, I love ducks. Again, these fall into my...
They're
these are my
comedy
animals, and I put the duck right at the front of the queue there. And has it gone berserk, has it? So lots of flapping and lots of pretending to take off and flying at you.
My mate was the one pretending to flap off and all that, and I was just absolutely pissing myself off, and I couldn't do anything except laugh.
Hey, there's a good footage of a goose attacking a guy on a golf course. I think it was last week. You want to see it. You want to see a bloke
running for cover. From a goose.
I love it. Attacked by a duck. You're in the club,
Thanks,
mate.
Danny. Love it.
Damien, what's your story?
Hello, handsome man and Hello. Beautiful lady.
Oh.
Do you remember a few years ago on the Mick Malloy show, there was a bit of a celebration for Elvis's birthday. And this Mickey Mouse little Shetland pony by the name of Elvis.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he's hard to ride. Couldn't be ridden.
Had to pony up a couple of slabs. How was the bloody size of the pellet they had? It was huge.
No one had ridden it. Melbourne Cup winning jockeys have tried to ride that horse and can't.
As an angry Shetland.
They're all angry. Make no mistake. They've got little horse complex.
Because they're short.
But there is an entire shed full of slabs waiting to be taken by anyone who could ride this thing for 8 seconds. And someone did get injured, wasn't it? It was my best mate.
Yeah, it was one of your boys off the crew. Poor bugger had to get stitches.
Really?
He got kicked in the chin. He got thrown off. Elvis kicked him off and then kicked him in the mouth.
And when you said to him, why didn't you let go? You said you told me to hang on. So I did.
It was like a Jackass moment, you know, when they all sit around laughing at someone else's...
Pain.
That's what was happening. Well done, Damien. Brett, what attacked you?
Didn't attack me. Attacked one of my mate's sons who went on a South Pacific cruise and he got attacked by a turtle.
A turtle, a giant turtle?
Yeah, a big one, yeah.
And when you say attacked, snuck up on, run down?
They were feeding the turtle like mangoes or something and he had a bright pair of shorts on and it attacked him on his shorts like massive bruise on his legs.
That's a love bite.
That is something I would really pay to see, actually. I just thought turtles are sort of a little bit,
He's probably shut up shop. He's probably gone inside the shell and you can't get them.
That's what the shell's for. Hey, thanks, Brett.
Well done, Brett. I said turtle. That takes a cake. I didn't see that one coming.
Neither did I.
Dean?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good. Who were you attacked by?
It was actually my son. It was opportunity. We're up north of the state at a reptile area, and we cut to a hairy-nosed wombat, to which he said that these things were falling, turned his back to it, and then next thing we know, it just grabs hold of his sock and tried to bring him in. So we thought it would be a good time to remind him that he needs to change his socks more often. And it's about 4 or 5 years ago now, and he still makes sure before he goes out, he has clean socks on.
The wombat. There's
the wombat went for his socks.
Well, that doesn't have a lot of range. You know, I would have thought between the ankle and the calf is prime
looks
chomping
juicy
territory for your wombat. Got my mum.
You've got a big calf.
Be like all you can eat. All you can eat buffet. They could all honk on.
Careful.
Mum got bitten by
a Oh, that's wombat. Right. You're at the front door.
Yeah. She bunged it on a bit.
This is Kennedy Malloy. She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Thank you.
Wow, it is chock-a-block.
It's chock-a-block. First news, Mick.
Yes.
You'll be very excited to hear that Cher has just announced her 2018 Australian arena tour.
Just don't buy your tickets yet. Wait till she touches down.
She's not on your Deadpool, is she?
And keep your tickets. That's all I'm saying. Hold on to your tickets because that one's not across the line. Good luck, Cher. Yeah. That's got Weekend at Bernie's written all over it, that one does.
She's going right around the country, but as Mick says, maybe you want to hold on.
Hold on to your tickets.
Right.
You lock up your grandson's tour.
I think great grandsons.
Great.
All right, it's what you will see all over the news tonight, and you'll be so over it, especially the guys. It's the Met Gala.
This is massive. This is a big gala in New York.
Yes, for the Metropolitan
Center, and full of high-profile people.
Explain
how you get an invite and who's in charge, because I know you really don't like this woman at the best of times.
It's ruled over by Anna Wintour, who is the editor of Vogue in the US, and she's the head of the committee.
She's your mortal enemy.
She is my mortal enemy. She's just, you know, we're yin and yang, though, in many ways. And she sits on her throne in her office with her skinny little ass, and she decides with her pen and her crusty old hand who is going to go and who wears what.
So she pairs you up with a designer.
Pairs you up like it could be, Mick, you are going to wear Christian Lacroix. Bang.
Can I get Hard Yakka?
No.
Fletcher Jones?
No.
Opal?
You cannot. Madonna, you are going to go Dolce Gabbana.
Oh, she will. I'd love that.
Yeah, well, she would. Or Versace.
And then do you get to
like
tell
that
them what you want to wear? Or do
no!
they?
No.
She.
No.
You're literally
human
ballast.
It's the honour of going. And literally, they stand you there for
who chooses her designer?
Oh, no, she does. She's the queen of everything. And then I'll tell you who else is on the committee, I'm a bit over. Amal Clooney. Of course she's on
you
the committee.
You don't like her, do you?
I don't. Now, can I tell you?
She gets a soft run, doesn't she?
She gets a soft run. She is wearing...
She makes you look bad. She's done a lot with her life. Human rights lawyer.
Oh, well.
Married to a superstar.
She helped a few refugees.
Married to a good-looking rooster. Yeah, superstar. Right. Compared to your life.
I don't want to. Well, I tell you, I'm not impressed with her outfit. Can I just paint you a picture?
Oh, this is controversial.
She is wearing what looks like a terrible bedspread, and it looks like it got stuck in her undies. And she's got a pair of pants and a bedspread sticking out her pants.
I'll tell you what, you get some white-collar criminals put away and some war criminals put away and you can wear what you want to,
Jane. Listen, I could do that. I could be a Mal Clooney. I could be a Mal Clooney. Madonna, well, this is very much down
She looked quite mad when she said that.
She's got a... I'm choosing to ignore it. Right. The Queen of Pop had a very elaborate crucifix-adorned golden crown. She looked very Madonna-y. So, do you know what the theme was? I forgot to tell you that. This is the craziest part. Heavenly bodies, fashion, and the Catholic imagination. What is going on? Is this the Catholic Church's way to ingratiate its way back into society?
Katy Perry should have gone as a dead nun, one she'd killed.
You know what? You're bang on. You are a visionary, Mick Malloy.
She killed a nun.
Do you know what she went as?
I don't think she killed a
nun.
She killed a nun.
It's a song. It's an album.
She did kill a nun. She's gone, groan. With the angel wings. Because it was there. She took the heaven part literally and she's gone in angel wings. There's plenty of
Kardashians. Did anyone go as the Pope?
Yes, Rihanna.
Who went as the Pope?
Look,
Well, I'll tell you what.
You can see all this. It'll be all over the news.
I'm feeling a bit spiritual.
No.
I'm feeling a bit religious.
I think
Crikey.
She looks fat. Whoa. I can't talk.
Jane Kennedy?
No, she's porked
what
up.
What is wrong? I don't think she has.
She has. Look.
Do you know I've got a friend who's tried on all the Pope's clothes? I've told you this. He used to work for Qantas and he was in first class and the Pope was travelling to Australia and the Pope fell asleep. And while he was asleep, he went and got put his clothes on, put his hat on and took a photo. I swear to you.
No kidding.
That is a true
He's
story.
Going to hell.
He is.
Well, we'll see the Pope there. They can do it again.
He'll see lots of
good story.
Catholic people there.
What else?
Okay, next. Oh, yeah. Jessica Mowboy. She's feeling no, actually, before I get to Jess, I was going to talk Bachelorette. I've got the magazine. It's not in my hands.
Kids in the car, Jane.
No,
we're just kids
you have
in the
to
car.
Be careful with
I'm,
this.
No,
and
I'm
this
not
is...
being careful. I'm just saying, if you are dubious at all, turn away now. This is an explicit story. Kids in the car, swap over, come back.
I do want you to be careful. So the new Bachelorette is Ali, who was on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
Ali Uchin. Now,
Uchin.
Now, the reason why this is unusual is that on Bachelor in Paradise, she fell in love with a man, right? Called Grant, who is American.
Yep.
Or Canadian. He lives in LA.
You can't say American or Canadian.
Oh, well, I can't remember. There's so many of them. And they've gone to live in LA. They were so in love. It was they were full on in
Happily
love.
Ever after. He's come out here, wished
she
her
was
away.
She was going to have his babies, everything. So
did they
move
in together in LA?
They did.
Oh, great.
Until one night. He was sharing a place with a housemate. He's come home and let's just say he found Ellie on the staircase with his housemate in an unusual position.
Yeah.
Down.
Going down.
Yeah.
Well, thereabouts.
Sorry. Well.
How do you say it politely?
Well, you don't. It's quite shocking. This is what
he's according to the TV.
According to New Idea.
Right. They really get it.
So he kicked her out that night. And he said...
Oh, it's a bit of an overreaction.
You reckon?
I mean, we've all done it. I mean, come on. If you can't have a shared household, if
you
you're
know
not
what his
arguing
mate
over
said?
Labelling the food or...
His mate didn't even know who she was. And he said, I thought she was some random girl who just hopped in the house. Anyway,
so what
she's
happened?
Gone berserk. She has texted him, like the Grant, and said, I'm so sorry I was wasted. That's not me. And he said, no, I don't want to see you anymore. And he said, I did go out with her a few times and we were drinking and she was just a little bit crazy. So it's all over. So that's why she's the Bachelorette.
But she's the new Bachelorette.
Yes.
I
think Channel 10 have gone down into
Could be a short
control.
Series. She doesn't even have to get rid of anyone. She can just do them all. date them.
Sorry.
Jeez, I'm looking forward to that rose ceremony. What about the dinner dates?
Hang on.
All you can eat.
Well, really, how can she go on and be Bachelorette now?
Oh, I don't know, but I hope.
I think, Channel 10 are in spinning out this afternoon.
Where are we going
I'm surprised.
Where are we going for dinner?
Oh, sorry, our producer's getting.
All right, let's straighten up right now.
Sorry.
Had to do the dub.
No, that's all right.
Back
good
to,
show.
No, let's take a U-turn. Jessica Mowboy has.
Still going. Look, I think we're a bit like, we've got to do this, don't we? Yeah.
Oh, do we have to have a stop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's on.
Yeah, we've got to do this.
All right. Oh, we do. Jessica Mowboy is, of course, in Portugal for the Eurovision Song Contest, and she's our representative.
And what's happened?
She's had an injury.
Dancing.
She's got whiplash by flicking her hair.
What?
She did a flick when she was dancing, bang, done whiplash.
She's gone down.
She's gone down.
Is she in a neck brace?
Probably. She's got a sore neck, sore hip, dance injury, disaster.
Have you ever injured yourself?
Yes,
dancing?
I have.
I did once.
Yeah.
I poked myself in the eye doing the robot. Give us a call, 1333.
Have you had a dance injury?
Yes.
Tell us.
Let's do it. Ring us up and we've got some more. We've got a classic dance injury for you on the other side.
Okay.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Dance floor injuries are a thing, Australia.
You ever done it, Dave?
No, I don't dance.
Oh, I said that like it was beneath you.
No.
Don't you dance?
I have no rhythm whatsoever.
I'll get you dancing, don't you
worry.
Oh, really?
What's your signature dance?
Oh, okay.
The finger click.
You and Mrs. D at home would be
a bit of a rumba.
Dirty dancing.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. No, you look like a dancer.
Oh.
So,
all right, so what happened?
Jessica Mowboy, who's
whiplash,
hurt
herself.
She flicked her hair.
Eurovision in doubt.
Yep.
The whole, it's carnage out there.
But how have you done it? An injury on the dance floor. Peter, what happened to you on the dance floor, mate?
Oh, look, back in the mid-90s, I was working in a nightclub and I was air saxophoning to Brian Ferry's Let's Stick Together.
Oh, my God.
To Brian Ferry's Let's Stick Together.
Yeah, and at the end of it all, I jumped off the speakers, which were about 1.5 metres off the ground where I've been performing, landing flat both on my heels and shattered them both.
Oh,
now, can you imagine what it's trying to work on crutches and walk on crutches when you've got both your heels done?
The look on your face would have looked good like you were really finishing off your sax solo.
Here's some memories for you, Peter.
No. Come on, mate, can do this.
P&D.
Yes. Well done, Peter. Thanks
here
for the call. Very good.
Al.
Hi, how you going?
What'd
good.
You do, mate?
Hi, Al.
I was up in far north Queensland and I had a mate owned a pub and a nightclub, and after hours one night with me, him, his wife and the female security guard, and I told them I could do the split. I used to be able to do the splits. Well, the female security guard who I was trying to chat up proceeded to help me.
Is that how you impress women, is it? You do the splits, do you, Al?
Mate, it helps, yeah. But I tore my groin so badly, I went into the pub 2 days later and said, don't know what I've done to my leg. And he went, well, this is what happened.
And talked you through it. You remembered it all.
Came back to you.
Went down in style. It was all for good cause. Did you ever end up with that female security guard?
A gentleman never tells.
Well, it sounds like you had a good night.
Wow. If you meet a gentleman, let me know.
Yeah, everyone tells on this show. Hello, Claire. What happened?
You do?
Hello. Well, same thing as Jessica Mowboy. A song came out by Will Smith's daughter with my hair back and forth. And I was raving to that song. I loved it back in high school. I was probably in year 10.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next day, thinking I slipped on my neck wrong, I was crying to my dad saying, I actually didn't know what the problem was. I had to go to the doctor and I had to be put in a neck brace for a week. And it was so embarrassing because I had to go to school with it. Yeah. And I thought, you know, I woke up, my neck's just really bad, and it actually took me a whole week to realise that
it was the hair flick.
Did they put you in the daggy dancing ward?
No, they didn't, but I got people to sign my car.
Well, let's hope Mowboy doesn't have to put the neck brace on when she's doing a big number. That could be no. That won't be good for We Got Love, the song she's about to sing.
No.
Emma, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, what happened?
So my father likes to think of himself as a bit of a Peter Garrett.
Oh, no.
One particular time we were at a family friend's house party, about 50 of us, all dancing away, as you do, to a bit of Blue Sky Mine.
Yes.
And he just goes down like a sack of you-know-what as he's torn his Achilles tendon dancing like Peter Garrett.
That's a great story.
Oh.
How'd you do your Achilles?
Yes.
You
know
absolutely.
What? He's never lived it down.
It's a high degree of difficulty trying to do that dance. And I always remember when he was in Parliament, I always wanted Peter Garrett to cross the floor but do it like that, like dancing like that. Well done,
that.
Emma.
Thank
Beck.
You.
Hello, how are you going?
Good. What was the injury, Beck?
I was dancing with a local band at the local pub and decided to play the tambourine and just fell down to the ground, dislocated my knee, kneecap sitting on the side, everyone freaking out. So, yeah. Oh,
so a simple girly, I'll play the tambourine, look cool.
It's a tambourine
what
accident.
What can happen while you're playing the tambourine?
Oh, yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
You couldn't bash the tambourine on your knee anymore, could you?
No, my local pub's never forgotten it and I still can't live it down.
Sounds like the type of thing that happened to Highly Strung.
No, it
her
didn't happen. There were no injuries.
Oh, I'd take it defensively.
Hey, have you been hurt playing a cowbell and dancing to anything?
There's plenty of things that could go wrong. I wear a helmet when I play a cowbell. Just in case it gets out of hand.
Who would have thought injuries on the dance floor? More to come. This is Kennedy Molloy.
This is Kennedy Molloy. Your new way to drive home.
We had a good chat today.
We had a good show. Did you have fun?
I did have fun.
What was your favourite bit?
Well, I like talking to Shannon Noel today.
You love Nolsey.
I do love Nolsey. He's a great Australian guy. We love him. And we were chatting to him because a restaurant in Cronulla, a Mexican restaurant, is going to, for one day, it's got a big mural of him on the wall. They're serving a new menu. And it's featuring all food Nolsey way. Like,
it's Mexican stuff.
Yeah, Mexican, like nolchos. What about beans? Mexican Shannon rolls. And we've got a caller just before we go. Adam.
Adam's on the line.
How are you going, Adam?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. You've got another suggestion for the Mexican restaurant for what to serve?
Yeah, I reckon it should be guacanole.
Guacanole. Yeah.
Guacanole.
Quackenozzy purple. Well, let's go. They've got to do that. Now they'll be listening,
have some,
I'm sure.
Quackenozzies.
We've given the restaurant a
Come
good
on,
enough
you
plug.
We need a free meal out
it's
of that.
It's the El Nol Mexican Cantina in Cronulla.
Hey, guys, Quackenozzy all round. Good exactly. stuff, Adam. Thanks for it. Now, the other big topic du jour, probably my favourite moment, is talking about people injuring themselves on the dance floor.
Yes.
And it's carnage out there.
Oh, it is carnage out there.
Is you be really careful, guys, before you attempt to go to the dance floor, especially if you've got to attempt to do Peter Garrett.
Hey, Brandon.
Yes, hi.
How you going, Brandon? What happened to your wife?
Well, we were at my cousin's son's 21st a few years ago now, and as the night progressed, they were playing various old tunes, and one came up with the Nut Bush.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife started doing the Nut Bush and ended up needing a full knee reconstruction.
Oh, no. Oh.
There should be a Dancing with the Stars for everyone who's done
there
Rico.
Should be.
Who's come out the other end.
I agree.
I love those stories.
So do I.
Did her knee doing the Nut Bush.
Troy Cassidy.
You can imagine
said,
it. That's a lot of stress on the knees.
There's a lot of knee action going on. Up and down, up, down.
This would be you, Mick.
Turn and jump.
21st party.
Man, I'd love
a few
this.
Drinks.
Oh. Hello, girls.
I was good at this. Can you imagine what
you
I was like?
You can't sit out the Nut Bush.
No, you
cannot.
You'd 100%. Even do this, Dave.
It's all in. I reckon I could even do this.
Oh, let's go out on the Nut
Bush. Make his debut.
Hey, big show tomorrow. Lawrence Mooney is going to join us.
Stand together. Jump. Cross legs jump. Up, down, up, down.
Are we still talking about the Nut Bush?
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.